We have a number of scripture passages for you today. The first from Psalm 84. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage.
And from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. Selah. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah.
From Jeremiah 6, the Lord proclaims, stop at the crossroads and look around. Ask for the ancient paths. Where is the good way? Then walk in it and find a resting place for yourselves.
And finally, from Matthew's Gospel, these words of Jesus, come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. So I don't know about all of you, but I cannot believe that August is almost over, that we have just started the last week of August. And I guess that means that summer is almost over too, which is equally hard to wrap my head around. I noticed as I was looking through the liturgy in today's service that we're talking and singing and praying a lot about journeys and rest and pilgrimage. Why do you think that is, Chip?
Well, I think we should note that in our notes it says, again,
yeah.
Again. It's time for the third portion of my sabbatical. The first two portions happened in 2021 and 2022, and it's now time for the third portion to finally happen.
I was going to say, didn't your sabbatical already happen? I mean, this is starting to feel like the longest sabbatical in history.
Well, it turns out that there is a Guinness Book of World Records. No, there is not. But but I would point out that we were the plan had been with the help of Eric Kreuter and Beth Gruber and then the session and ultimately you all as a congregation, the plan had been to start in 2021 and take 4 months to take this sabbatical, which is the normal path that the Lilly Foundation funds, but big things happened to disrupt that in 2020, and not only were we not able to go everywhere we wanted to go, some of the places were so full because everybody wanted to travel at the same time that we had to extend this over not just 2 years, but now 3 years.
So what exactly is a sabbatical? And how is it different from a vacation?
So I think this is a really interesting thing to think about. I think a vacation is something that we all get. When you get hired for a job, they work into what you do 10, 12 days off, maybe longer depending on the work. But the goal of the vacation, but the sense of the vacation is you're going to take a couple of days off and then come back to work. And vacation is only really known in terms of the work we do. Whereas a sabbatical takes work out of the equation. And it says, I'm going to do something completely different for a period of time. I'm going to do something that is based not simply in a few days of rest that I might get on a vacation, but I'm going to step out of the complete routine that involves work and rest, and I'm going to do something completely different with my time. And in sabbaticals, oftentimes, professionally, they happen over 3 or 4 months. But in this case, that 3 or 4 months has been over 3 or 4 years. But the difference, I think, continues to be the length of time that we seek rest and the way in which we actually take, we stop the normal routine of life. And we don't just sort of do it in order to get ready to come back. We do it in order to figure out how to be present in that rest and not know what's going to happen next and not know what it's going to be like to come back, but just to be present to the rest itself.
Yeah, it strikes me that the word sabbatical actually has another word at its root, Sabbath. So it makes me wonder if that has something to do with what a sabbatical is all about and kind of the more spiritual side of it.
Yeah, I'm built into the very first story of creation itself was that God worked for 6 days and then rested the seventh. It is the pattern that our Jewish brothers and sisters invited us to think about as Christians. And yet, it is probably the thing that is the hardest to do for any of us, to actually take time and rest. But as their faith began to develop, our Jewish friends began to not only think about God resting, but how do we help the land rest, and how do we help people rest? And it became a way of life that we were invited to think about as people, that we take time weekly to rest, or we take time yearly to rest, or in this case, on a sabbatical, we take time every 7 years to rest.
So what was the theme of your sabbatical? It's been like 3 years since I helped you write that application. I'm having a hard time remembering what it was about.
Well, I actually had to go back to the application myself and remember what the theme was. I knew it was something on pilgrimage, but it was actually Living at a Pilgrim's Pace was the title of it. And it came from three different places. There's a Japanese theologian named Kusaki Kuyama, who wrote a book called The 3 Mile an Hour God. And I loved that title. There was an author named Pico Ayer who said, "We travel initially to lose ourselves, and we travel next to find ourselves. We travel to open our hearts and our eyes, and we travel in essence to become young fools again, to slow time down and get taken in and fall in love once more." And the third piece of what inspired this theme was from a book called Stories of Practicing Congregations. The authors write, "A pilgrim's goal is not to escape life, but to embrace it more deeply, to be transformed wholly as a person with new ways of being in community and new hopes for the world." And it was all of that that began to inform this living at a pace, at a pilgrim's pace. But I can't say, I don't want to leave out the fact that I was sitting in a men's breakfast one Saturday morning, and we were looking at one of the passages that was going to be preached on, and it was about people traveling somewhere, and somebody said, "You know, they really take a long time to get anywhere in the Bible." And that really kind of coalesced it for me, that perhaps one of the gifts of the Bible is that it wasn't written in our time of fast pace. It wasn't written at a time when we are have these great expectations of how quickly we'll get information. It was written at a time when people had to travel differently, at a slower pace and at a more intentional pace. And all of that really informed this living at a pilgrim's pace for me.
And it seems like that was why we did that whole pilgrimage theme 2 years ago during Lent, and we've been talking about going on journeys. And can you tell me a little bit about the journeys that your pilgrimage, sabbatical pilgrimage, has taken you on so far?
So in 2021, my family did the Grand Circle of National Parks. We started in the Grand Canyon, and we worked our way over to Zion, where we climbed Angel's Landing, and was 1,500 feet above a drop-off that was really scary. And last year, what was supposed to happen after that is that I was supposed to head over up north to some retreat centers after that, but all of them were still closed down because of COVID. So last year, instead of that, we, Tammy and I, went over to Spain and we walked the Camino, the last 100 kilometers or so of that, which was an opportunity for me to finish a piece, do a piece that I hadn't done, and for Tammy to do it. And then I spent some time in the Adirondacks, hiking and climbing mountains, and with my family and by myself, and I got to do some fly fishing up there, which I caught 8 trout. I'd never done that before, so.
So it seems to me, I recall something about a compass and 4 cardinal directions, and so it sounds like you went north and you went kind of west and south. So what's next?
Well, we're going east again, and this year, Tammy and I are going to be going over to Glasgow, flying into Glasgow, and then walking from there up the West Highland Way for 9 days, hiking
96 miles,
and then taking a day to rest, and then climbing Ben Nevis, which is the highest mountain in Scotland, and then hopefully getting some more rest after that. And then traveling over to the Isle of Mull to look around, and ultimately then to spend a week on the island of Iona, which is where there's a community that was started in the 6th century, and that it's not been continuously operating, but it has been around since then, and even some of the ruins are still there from that time.
Great. So what have you learned so far along this sabbatical journey? Because it sounds like it really didn't go the way you planned it.
So let me tell you why. What I wrote in my application. I wrote, first and foremost, this renewal program will allow me to take stock of my life and ministry. In September of 2020, I turned 50 years old. In December, I will celebrate 20 years of ordained ministry. Both are milestones that invite further reflection on who I am, what I've done, and where I'm going next. Because I'm prone to future-oriented thinking and quickly moving on to the next task or challenge, this program will allow me to stop and celebrate who I have become and what I have done on my journey thus far. In his poem, What to Remember When Waking, author David White asks, "What shape waits in the seed of you to grow and spread its branches against a future sky?" What shape waits in the seed of you to grow and spread its branches against a future sky? My future sky is the second half of my life and ministry, and I want to discover the shape of the seed that is waiting to emerge but is often obscured by my current pace and intensity. This program will encourage me to think deeply about White's question as I seek renewed authenticity and passion in my relationship with God, my wife, and my children, and my friends, and my church family, and to enter the second half of life with fresh eyes open to new possibilities. I read those to you because they're still true. I'm still asking this question about what waits in the seed of me to grow and spread its branches against a future sky. And I think this time off has allowed me to think more deeply about who I am and what brings me joy and the difference between performing something for you up here on a Sunday morning and having an authentic faith myself as well.
Cool. So what are we supposed to do while you're gone? And actually, I'm going with you. So, but it seems like this sabbatical was not just about you having a rest, but also about us, the whole church kind of taking a rest. And I know we started a lot of things 3 years ago. We started pilgrimage walks. So the walks that happened were part of what happened with the sabbatical. We invited congregation members to get together and to go for some walks to discover places around us in our own backyard or maybe a little further away to have some community and fellowship together. But what do they do while you're gone?
Well, I imagine you're going to keep doing what you do normally. That's the first thing. But in some ways, as a pastor of the church, some of what I or we do is an invitation for you to think about what you do in your life. So this sabbatical was not intended for simply for me alone. It was intended for us. And while you all won't be on this trip to Scotland with me, you can make a commitment to your own rest. What is the routine that you're in right now that you might need a break from? I mean, we did it at the beginning of this service, even with just taking a moment to breathe. We do it sometimes when we say, you know what, I'm done with email. Or I'm not going to respond to another text message on my phone right now. We do it when we say that this hobby of mine brings me as much joy or more joy than I have given it space in my life, and I'm going to make time for it. All of those things, and probably many more, are ways that you can practice the Sabbath, and you can practice being on sabbatical with me. I think in the end, it's about our commitment to seeking some rest and renewal ourselves.
That sounds good.
How was that for an answer?
That sounds good. Yeah, sounds great. Yeah. That sounds great. I guess what strikes me is as the summer draws to a close and a lot of us are gearing up for the program year, and all of a sudden we're registering for Sunday school and signing up our kids for all kinds of activities and stuff, maybe this is a moment today to stop and ask ourselves, what is the pace that we really want to travel at? And what is the pace that we want our families to be traveling at? And what will allow us to stay connected to one another and to God in the midst of whatever activities or pace it is we're moving?
I think that's right, because I think in some ways what we often do with faith is we treat it as a transaction. Here's something I need to do in order to get something out of it. And pilgrimage invites us to say, well, where is God in the midst of all that I'm doing? And what am I doing that might be getting in the way of noticing God in my life? That's very different, because that means that wherever you're sitting one day, you might end up talking to somebody about something really important because you paid attention to God and them. Or it may mean that you take a moment in the midst of whatever else is going on to look outside and to see the big book of creation and let trees, for instance, or creation itself just sort of speak to you about rest and the speed that God intends. All of it is an opportunity to turn faith away from transactions into a pilgrimage where we're assuming and looking for God wherever we go.
Anything else you want to say?
I did want to read one other thing.
Okay.
In my application, I also wrote these words that I want to just share with you all that have to do with Tammy. I will head east to Scotland for 3 weeks with my wife. As co-parents and co-pastors of a church, we look forward to a time of renewal at a pace that allows us to be together without the demands of daily ministry and family in a place we have wanted to visit for many years. We will first spend time on retreat at the Iona community, of which we are associate members, and where we'll enter the rhythm of life and community and explore this sacred land. Then we'll spend 9 days walking the West Highland Way, beginning outside Glasgow and walking north to Fort William through some of the most beautiful scenery of the Scottish Highlands. We're switching that now.
And we're not doing that either.
And we're not going to do the second, so I'm not even going to read that sentence. But here's what I want to say. Even just envisioning this time with my wife brings me joy.
Thank you.
I did not marry her to be a co-pastor. I married her to be partners in life together, and I look forward to reconnecting with her at a pace that allows us to renew our commitment to one another and to look to the future together.
So I guess I'm going to be a pilgrim with you for a while.
Amen.
All right. So part of why we wanted to share this with you today is because an awful lot has happened over the last 2 or 3 years, and there are some people in this church who don't even know anything about this sabbatical or this pilgrimage, and we wanted to remind all of us about what this was about and why we're not going to be around for the next month, and September's kind of an odd month for the pastors not to be around while everything picks up.
But it is the month where the bugs are the least.
In Scotland.
So, yeah.
So anyway, what I'd like to invite everyone to do is we're going to do a recommissioning for the sabbatical, because we did this 2.5 years ago on a summer Sunday, and or 2 years ago, I guess. And I think it's important. We said some good things to one another as a congregation and as pastors, and I think it's important for us to remember what this is all about. So it's in your bulletin. Please join me. We believe that God works in the lives of all those who love the Lord, using all things for God's glory. We trust that in this sabbatical time, God will be at work in the lives of Chip and his family and the lives of the people of this church, using all things for our good and God's glory. We wish God's blessing upon Chip as he concludes his sabbatical time of remembering and renewal.
As a journey, we ask God to guide you and all you do.
God's peace be with you as I leave to walk in new places, to renew my spirit, my ministry, and my life.
God grant you a trusting heart as you plant your feet and heart in new places. We send you forth with our blessing.
God's blessings on you also while I am gone from you, during your time of renewal and sabbatical.
This is our time to renew our spirits, our ministries, and our church life. During this time, we will be continuing on our journey of faith and ministry also, praying, singing, walking, and spending time together, enjoying our community in Christ.
I thank God for our ministry for my ministry with you over what is now 14 years, and I thank you for the gift of this renewal time you've given to me.
May this sabbatical journey be a time of adventure, discovery, and spiritual growth. May this time away bring release from responsibilities, a childlike curiosity, and a full refreshment of body, mind, and spirit.
And with God's blessing, I know that you will grow also. This is a time of remembering, rest, and renewal, seeking the future God has for our ministries and our lives.
Let us pray. Spirit of God, descend upon our hearts, guide our steps, O God, and lift our eyes to gaze upon the wonders of your creation. May we know your accompanying presence on each journey and find you waiting for us, welcoming us at each destination. As he walks with you, renew Chip for life and ministry through this time set aside for reflection and study, the refreshment of a break from daily tasks and routine after 23 years of ministry, the excitement of new learning and direction. Grace him with your presence and keep him steadfast in faith while we are gone from one another. Be with us all as we travel this journey of rest and renewal, sharing faith and fellowship, that we may be strengthened in our life together and renewed for our worship and service in your kingdom here on earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.